Burn that rubber like I'm Michelin. Five star food that I dish to them. Chef sat on when I whip in the kitchen, and I switch suits like I'm Mr. Ben.
10-10 gear, I shift up to fifth. Blues in the rear and I'm swerving the mains like Tokyo Drift. Took a shot, but he missed. Then made love to the grin and kissed
the curb. What's the word? I dodge your case, so I flip the bird. Grab the bin, get back to work. Then I'm switching lanes and I flex out
hurt. I'll hurt him. One thing's for sure and two things for certain. When he gets made and the pecs I'm serving him. Mess with a cake and I bet him a burger.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Would Fred Do podcast. I am Olufemi, joined today by Mr. Francis. And the man who loves to introduce himself,
El Cuatro.
That's El Chapo to you, El Guapo.
El
Dr. Guapo. Ramen. El Maestro. Nostradamus, we're back. We're ready to react. It's been 2 weeks off. I hope you guys are well rested. I doubt it, though. Sounds like some people panicked. What was that sound you made when you were trying to introduce yourself? It's like they called your name and you waited for a few beats and then you panicked and made a sound. Just have introduced yourself as Lollipop.
Jimmy, is it only me that,
let that
are you hearing dogs? Are you hearing dogs? Like just pass by.
Pop.
Welcome back to the pod, guys. Like our maestro said, international break 2 weeks without no soccer. That's a long time. Thankfully, NFL has been back in those in between time. But yeah, international break. I don't think there's anything really we can really talk about international breaks or some of our players that went away. We can talk about
Maggie. Maggie's mom put out a note in the newspaper, you know, asking that you leave Maggie alone.
Honestly, like, I think I'm tired of, like, throwing bans at Maguire, man. Like, it's I've gone to the point where I feel sorry for him. Like, I don't think he can help himself at this point. So, it is what it is. We were the one who went to find...
Why do you feel sorry for him?
Because, I don't know, I feel like the piling up on him is too much, man. Like, he's who he is. He's not going
to
change.
He had the opportunity to change the narrative about himself, though.
How? How do you think? By moving
away from United? West Ham came from
Yeah, him. But like, I'm not even just talking about from a United fan. Like, I'm talking about even English fans in general. Like, just because of the own goal too that happened over there.
Yeah, most of the English fans are United fans. Most of the English fans are football fans, and every football fan feels like Maguire.
So you think if he went to West Ham, if he scored an own goal, they won't come for him?
They will come for him, but you
same vitriol.
Yeah. Sure. I don't think it would be the same under the same light that he's in right now. Number one, West Ham is a smaller club. He's not going to be in the light over a long period of time.
Yeah.
At the beginning, yeah, probably because of the transfer, you know, getting United out of his back or his record. But I think in West Ham, he would be able to play under less pressure. He would be able to shine. It's a lower defensive, it's a defensive team. And I think that suits his style of play more. And
the
I think he plays
with us. Is actually crazy.
It's
crazier than any club, and it's not close. Like, if you think about the fact that Chelsea spent $60 million on Cucurella, and they spent $78 million on Fofana, nobody even mentions Fofana's name at all. Like, in when you talk about expensive defenders that have. Nobody talks about Cucurella. Nobody even brings up their price tag. Like, we almost loaned Cucurella. Nobody even made the story about, like, so.
But do you want to know? I think I understand what you're saying. I think there's the element of United. I also think there's the element of the fact that they're not really relying on those guys. They have backups.
Yeah,
that are actually good.
But Maguire is a backup for us at this point, right?
Yeah, but that's now, though. When we bought him, we actually needed him. And that's one of the things, right? I feel like if there was somebody that was also capable of actually defending
or
doing the work.
Even now that he's no longer needed, he's as much of the conversation at this point as he was last season. Maybe
I don't know. Maybe I'm not just checking for Maguire and he's like that, but like I think it's one of the things, like, I think you might be right, but I also think it's the idea that if you're having to play him every week, then there's more of him in the news. But, like, if he's not playing, like you said, Cucurella, like, if he goes on loan, like, Chelsea have, what's the name that plays Cucurella's wing again?
Ben Chilwell.
You know, even for Fofana, they have other defenders that they use. Like, Chelsea has a lot of players. That's just the truth of the matter. But I get what you mean. United is just different. The kind of spotlight you get when you come to United is different. But I think at the same time, I think because we actually rely on these players that we buy and then we miss on, I think that also adds to the conversation as well.
Yeah, we'll see. I just think, again, for me, there is, like, we have to stop pretending that these things are ordinary things that everybody can attain. It's not for everybody. And the pressure is precisely because of that, right? Like, the way we talk about Mason Mount now, he's been in Chelsea for 4 or 5 seasons, however long he's been. I don't think people have ever talked about Mason Mount as much as they're talking about him now. And he's only played like 3 games or 2 games for United. And it's the same with Maguire. It's like, if Maguire really wanted to be left alone and not to be called, picked on, just go to West Ham. Nobody will talk about you. When you lose, you, like you said, you are barely checking for Maguire news now. You will definitely not even be checking once he's gone. And it's not like, okay, you might argue that there's an abuse that he gets in terms of the way that people talk about him. But in terms of, like, just performances, he hasn't lived up to it. And the pressure is part of the job, right? So for me, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like the piling on that we're talking about, like, Gareth Southgate is coming out to defend him. Rodgers is coming out to defend him. His mom is putting out a letter. Bro, for what? Like, for what? Like, you haven't played for United. So what is the piling on about? When you came on in a game that we happened to lose. Okay, maybe, like, I can't blame you for that game. But I don't feel like people were really blaming him. Maybe at the end we talked about, man, who thought we'll finish the game with Maguire and Evans? You go to England, you concede an own goal. Again, you're playing at the highest level. It's not like you didn't make a mistake. It's not like you went on the pitch and England didn't concede and everything was roses and then people were getting at you. You conceded an own goal in the style and manner that we've seen you do before. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel the same empathy, man.
Anyways. It's Maguire, and he's still in our club, and
under the umbrella.
In other international news, Sancho has been demoted to train with the, alone or with the under 21s?
No, just training alone. He's on an individual training program.
Yeah, he's done that. He's also removed the pin of his statement from Twitter. what else happened international, bro? I can't think about anything else.
Besides Anthony's.
Oh yeah, Anthony. Again, we're not here to speak about the legality of what he did or what he didn't do, but like we're just here to speak about the fact. And the fact is that, like, he's out indefinitely in the club. Statement by United said he would take some time away from the team. Who else?
Bro, we've released more statements this week than games we've played this season. Abba!
United. I'm tired of the amount of
things that have actually happened to us this season already. And I'm not talking about anything to do with the football. Forget the football. Like, forget the football on the pitch. To me, like, I almost... The person I don't think this person is blameless, but I kind of feel for the coaching staff. I don't feel like they're blameless, so don't get me wrong. Like, I feel, again, we can talk about the tactics or, you know, the way that we've played and the level of preparedness, but just the level of, like, the amount of things that are non-footballing related things that have impacted the season. It just never, like, we're always in the news. Always in the news. The Glazers are selling today. They are not selling today. And Sancho is pinning tweets. Anthony Greenwood, Maguire, whether it was buying somebody, selling somebody, Cucurella, like constantly releasing statements. Like it's crazy. We're 4 games into the season.
Comes with the territory, man. Like, you know, the coaching staff knew what they signed up for too. So it is what it is at this point. this is what United has been over the last couple of years. So this isn't news to anybody. You know, but let's go through our injury list. So, like I said, we've talked about Anthony being out of the team. We've talked about before, I think in the previous spot, we talked about Mason Mount being injured. Martinez is injured too. Brian is injured. Luke Shaw is still out. That's basically 5 starters that are not going to be in the first team for the
weekend.
There
was some hope that Amrabat would play, but ETH said he's not.
Oh, yeah. Even, you know, our new signing, Amrabat.
Yeah.
We actually signed, I feel like we signed 2 players today with injury. Like the striker, he was injured when we signed him. And Amrabat said, like, did he pick up the injury after we signed him, or was it just known?
I think it was already had it because he was training, but he wasn't training. He wasn't playing with the team. It was kind of like Amrabat. Like, he started preseason with them, and then at some point, they made him start training alone. So I think towards before the time we signed him, he wasn't actively training with the team anymore.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that ETH has a lot of splits, and injuries are, I guess, part of the game. But the fact that we don't have capable backups also goes back to the United hierarchy and the way we're being run as a club. But it is what it is at this point. I think we're this is going to be like the 5th game of the season, right?
Yeah, the 5th game.
Yeah. But we're home to Brighton in our next game. Francis, I will start with you. What are your thoughts on the game? And again, take into consideration all the injuries that we've had and even the way Brighton has played us, even if when we had our full squad, like, how do you think this game is going to go?
It's a good question.
Quacko.
it's a good question. I'm trying to think of who we have injured right now. So we have what? Mount, Varane, Amrabat.
Yeah.
Wait, can we talk about Sancho for a second? Sorry, before we get to this.
let's talk about Sancho.
I know, like, why? Like, he wasn't playing before. He's not playing now. So what are we talking about?
Okay, but Jimmy, I remember you were in support of his stance.
I haven't changed my stance. I just don't want to, like, argue about it back and forth, I guess is my point. Like, I still don't think he did anything wrong by defending himself, because that's how narrative starts. And people are going to run with that regardless if it's true or not. I guess is my point. Like,
but let me ask you this then. 2 questions. One is, does it matter how he feels about the way he trained if the coach is saying you weren't training well? One. And then 2, does it matter that he has had a past, he's actually released a statement, and I think Francis was the one that said this on the last pod. He's released a similar statement before where he called himself a scapegoat for everything that was happening at the club.
So I'll start with the second part. The second part, I can understand why he feels that way, because again, if you buy a player and it doesn't work out, like, the pressure starts to mount and then you start to feel how these feelings. That's my answer for number 2. Number 1.
Oh, wait, sorry. You know, I'll finish first and I'll come back to you.
Number 1, it's not even, I'm not even saying like it's lying that he did not like train properly, or I'm just saying like could have handled it better. Right? Maguire, ETH is always defending Maguire. We know Maguire is shit. So why can't you just handle this, you know, say what you say publicly and then handle it in-house? Why are you throwing your player under the bus? I guess is my point.
Because for me, it's like, before you say this publicly, you said this to this person in private. Bro, like...
Okay, don't think he said a lot of things to Maguire in private too? But has he ever come out and said anything bad about Maguire? Is not
his professionalism, right? Like, Sancho has 2 problems. Maguire's problem are his performances when he's picked. And to be honest, Maguire's real problem if he doesn't fit ETH style of play. Now, I don't know what style of play Maguire really fits. I'm sure there's a style of play. And I'm not even being, like for England, for example, people say he plays better for England in a three-man backfield, in a three-man defense than he does for us in a two-man. So maybe there is a style that like makes him look better than he does at United. But his problem has never been his professionalism, right? I think with Sancho, you can make the argument that he has been in three different systems and he has not looked good in any one of them. The best he's looked, you can make the argument, was maybe early last season, very early last season when he started off well and then he kind of tailed off. Last season, Sancho started, I think, a game less than Anthony did. And it doesn't feel that way because you think, oh, he was out for a while or he was... but he actually played a lot of games last season. He's never, like, put any... Like, he's never lit things up. You sent him to Germany to go and do 3 months. He came back. In the article on The Athletic, they said they actually tell him to show up an hour earlier to training just to get him to show up on time. Like, they will tell you training starts at 8. Training actually starts at 9, just so you can make it on time. So I think you kind of have to look at stuff like that as well as, like, how much more hand-holding can you do? Because when your coach comes on and says, yo, this is the reason why I didn't select him. For me, it's like, what else should he say? Because he's going to get that question. So what's he going to say? Okay. He can't say you are injured. Because you might put up the same statement that you put up to say, don't believe everything that the coach is saying. He can't say that you were unavailable. Like, what's he going to say?
So, anyways,
but that's the coach's job, though. Like, he's the manager. You're managing people. Like, so now that he's done what, not, hold on, sorry. Now that he's done what he's done, like, okay. So, like,
if I can interject,
do you think he's gotten the desired results he wanted from what he's done?
There's some comments that you made, Jibo, about if ETH said this about Sancho, then Sancho has every right to defend himself. I totally disagree with that because ETH has made so many comments about so many players. And for example, in August, he said something about Maguire and he said, everybody is part of the squad or something, something. But if Maguire is not up to it, or if he's not confident, then he has to go and find another solution for himself. Every player in his right mind, and considering Maguire's status with England or with United at the time, would have, with your own, way of handling something like this, would come out and release a statement saying, countering what ETH has said at that point, right? If there is a team, there is always a leader in the team, and the leader in the team has the right to make comments. In your experience or in your lifetime with ETH, have you ever heard ETH come out to comment on a player before? Negative.
But you just said he just commented on Maguire, though.
No, but it's open. The statement that you see, that's why I even use that as an example, because I didn't even want to use a statement that was either black or white. That is open to interpretation. So it depends on how you choose to take that statement.
It also depends on how the person is commenting about chooses to take the statement. Maybe Maguire agrees with what he said. Maybe Maguire doesn't agree with what he said. We don't know.
So you are validating our point now. So Maguire decided to take it as constructive criticism. Because he didn't release his statement.
That doesn't mean, but my point is that, like, if I say something bad about somebody and they choose not to respond, doesn't mean
What was bad about
this? I'm talking about a general statement. Like, someone said something.
No, we can't use a general statement here. Okay, we have to use the example.
What they said. He said Sancho doesn't train well. That's what he said. And Sancho felt.
Does not train well.
Okay, what did you say?
He said Sancho has not trained well. So he decided. And does not is different now.
Okay, has not trained well. And Sancho said no. Like, that's not the case. So, like, I don't understand why.
That's not what Sancho said. Sancho said for a long time he has been a scapegoat.
Yes.
Okay, you guys. But what he's boiling down to is that he's, like, saying, like, this is not the reason why it was dropped. We're talking about that particular issue. That's what he said. If you summarize the statement, it's like he might have gone through the right of saying I've been a scapegoat, yeah, yeah. But what he was basically arguing against is that that's not the reason why I was dropped.
But you see, that's even different for my train. I trained well as well, right? Like, if you say I trained well, for me, I would still be upset at the statement. But to then call yourself a scapegoat,
you know what's funny?
So are you mad at? Okay, I guess we're talking about two different things.
I'm mad at both of you, and I'll tell you why, right? Because I think what you are saying, you can make this argument if he's making a personal statement about you, or if he's making a statement about something to do with a non-footballing issue. He's not saying you are a bad person or Sancho is a little
player.
He said he did not train properly this week.
And no, actually, Larry, he didn't say that.
You don't think that's personal? You don't think that's personal?
Larry, he didn't say that, though. He said on his, and I'm reading the quotes now, he said, on his performance on training, we did not select him. You have to reach the level every day at Manchester United. You can make choices in the front line. So in this game, he wasn't selected. So you picked out what you wanted to pick out there. Maybe it was guilty conscience that was worrying you. There's so many times McTominay has not been selected. Maguire has not been selected. Dog, this guy is playing Luke Shaw at left back. I mean, at left center back over Maguire. And then you tell me Sancho has the right to come out. What has Sancho done?
Yeah, but again, so those times he hasn't selected Maguire. Has he come and said because Maguire? Like, again, I'm just saying, like, if someone says, if someone is coming out and questioning, like, your work ethic, you have every right to defend yourself.
If this was Rio Ferdinand or
I don't care who it is,
The reason why it matters is, You say you have a director, you have a performance review. Your director says you did not perform well. Yes, maybe you can argue it, but that's actually part of his job. It's not
guess that's what I'm looking at from. I'm looking from managerial points. If someone comes and says, I'm not performing my job, and I know I'm performing my job, I'm not going to just sit there and let him, because he's the manager, let him take that. If I have proof to back up what I'm saying.
But you don't have a backup, because everyone has seen in your tenure in this club.
What has everyone seen? Like, are you in the training?
What do you mean? Don't you watch the games?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with, like, okay, so Maguire trains well, but performs bad in the game.
Let's use this workplace analogy. You take time off for 3 months from your job. Yeah. Before you take the time off, you are not lighting the world on fire. You are not like the best salesperson or the most productive person on the team. You come back, they put you on a program and say, okay, this program will help you get your fitness back. You'll be able to get back to your levels, right? Mm-hmm. You get the opportunities. You come back the next season. Then your manager is telling you, bro, you are not doing what I need you to do. I think for me, again, because that is actually the role of the person, I can have an opinion on, I think I'm doing well. But the benefit of doubt that you would give to someone that is actually doing well, to Francis's point, you see it on the pitch. Sancho has not earned that benefit of doubt. He has not earned the benefit of doubt for me to say, I will pick your word over the person that's supposed to assess you. Because when he comes out and says, the standards I'm meeting in training are high, first of all, you're not the one that determines that. Second of all, for you to then say, I am being made a scapegoat and there are things that are happening that I can't talk about, it's like nobody at the club has made you a scapegoat. And I think I said this last week, there are people in this club that are actually scapegoats, like Anthony's scapegoat, easy. People call him, actually, you even call him a lemon, right? They have all sorts of, like, he's a scapegoat because he gets abuse. He gets abuse from his own team, from like, when I say his own team, like, his own supporters, like, Sancho, nobody abuses Sancho. Like, this is actually the first
thing. I think that's relative.
Use Ole's season as an example, like Bailly. You know, Ole bought Maguire, right? And then he used to play Maguire and Lindelof. And in some cases where Bailly would come in, he would have stellar performances. Like,
yeah, and then Bailly would get benched again for another.
Yeah, and we will say, oh my God, why is this guy not playing? The next game, this guy will be on the bench. Now, that is a justified reason to come out and say, you know what? This is unfair. I'm being scapegoated because everybody can see what you are doing whenever you play. Has Sancho played any game to you or any of you where you are like, oh my God, this is the guy we signed for £75 million? Never.
I think a couple of seasons ago.
Which,
but anyways, that's neither here or there.
I think, no, it's not neither here or there.
Hold on. I think we're arguing two different things. I'm arguing his right to defend himself. You guys are saying he has no right to defend himself. What I'm arguing is, like, if you feel like someone slights you, you have the right to defend yourself. That's all I'm arguing about. I'm not arguing about if it's true or if it's not true, if it's not, like, if it's false. So that's what I'm saying. I think we're taking this to a whole level. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I have no issues with him defending himself, is what I'm saying. Period.
And to me, again, it's like I actually have an issue with that. Right?
Because, yeah, and that's fine.
Because you are part of it.
This is why I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, you're part of a team. You are not a solo act. You are part of a team. And so if you are actually not performing and your coach comes out and says, you're not, again, not like you are a trash player. Yeah, like Mourinho used to light niggas up. This was not that.
And what did we say about that?
No, of course. But I'm saying like that, like,
uh-huh, so, like so exactly. So virus.
When Mourinho caught Pogba by virus, that is a personal statement about your character. When I say that you're not keeping up the levels that are required here, that's the kind of thing that should actually make you go and reevaluate what you are doing.
And I'm saying that's kind of thing that can be held in-house and not put in public.
No. But you need to look at it a different way, Jimmy. For ETH to come out and talk about you, knowing his record that he doesn't do something like that, then you know something is...
I think we're putting too much stock in coaches, man. I don't like doing that.
What stock are you putting in coaches? Can you give me an instance?
What about Sancho? Sancho has actually put out a statement where he used the word scapegoat. When I heard that...
Again, I think you guys are harping on. I'm just talking about the idea of him saying something.
No, but the idea of him saying it is also related to that, right? They are saying, I'm the victim here. That look at what they are doing to me. They are treating me unfairly. I'm a scapegoat. Bro, like you're at United. There's no, which fucking scapegoats are there at United? You are playing football at the highest level possible. You were bought for one of the most, you are one of the most expensive players, English players.
Yeah,
players,
but that's not on him though. Like that's on the United as an organization. We went to buy him.
When we bought Sancho for that price, did you think it wasn't justified? Did you think it was?
I'm not even saying that, but now again, that's now that we've seen the end result, that's still on you as a club. Like you're supposed to find players that you think will work at your club. If it doesn't work, that's on you. That's not on the player.
So you think that every time that a club signs
that's not how it works, Jibo.
It's on the club.
The reason why I say that is on United because we seem to have a track record of these kind of players. Maguire, we've talked about.
But what about Garnacho? Do you feel that way about Garnacho?
Did we buy Garnacho? Isn't Garnacho from like the youth level? Or do I have this wrong?
Yeah,
but he's still
He's still a United player now. Like he's still playing under.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean like some. It doesn't. I'm not saying everyone, but I'm saying like if you have a track record of players like you bought for high money, Pogba too. I don't think Pogba lived up to his hype. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying we have a couple of players that we can start mentioning.
Okay, but you're using the word track record then. We can use the same track record for Sancho because he has a track record of bad behaviors.
Again, I'm not arguing him being good on the pitch. Again, I think that's what I'm saying. We're arguing two different things.
I'm talking about behavior.
That he has the right. If your manager says something you don't agree with, you have the right to come out and you know have a discussion with. That's what I'm saying. The fact that ETH brought it up on front.
No. He's your manager for a reason.
You're telling me that if every
is your manager, it's not God. It's your manager. Like it's not God. I manage people. Like if I say something, a statement that they feel like it's not true, they're gonna come and talk to me about it. I guess it's my point.
Yeah, but they'll come and talk to you about it. They will see everybody in the organization.
Yes.
And then
if I go into like the AGM and I call somebody out. And the guy calls me out on the AGM too. What, like, why would I
you
be mad
think
at
I get
doing that?
Fired? So wait, sorry? You're telling me that if your director says something about you at the AGM, and then you sent a company-wide email to everybody to let him know that that guy was lying, and you're being made a scapegoat, you're not getting fired?
I don't know.
Deepo, what are you talking
maybe
about?
Maybe I just manage different. I don't know.
It's not managing
different. Maybe I just
manage
different.
It flows downwards, not upwards.
I'm saying, like, the standards you guys are holding Sancho to, why aren't you guys holding ETH to the same standard? I guess is my point.
Because we know that ETH is actually doing work. We don't know that Sancho is doing work.
Do we?
Yes, bro. We finished it. Okay. We are in Champions League.
What do you mean? Let's be honest. Like, Jibo, let's be honest.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, we're talking about, like, ETH is, like, Pep or something like that. No. Like, what has he done?
To me, it's not even about... It's not about whether...
Yeah, like, what's happening, like, yeah, like, it's, like, what has he done in the Premier League?
It's not
okay,
about
okay,
ETH.
Okay.
It's actually not about ETH.
Lanny, so really... if this was Pep, it was Pep that made this comment. You are saying Pep has the right to, and Sancho should not respond.
I'm saying if Sancho said the same thing about Pep, I wouldn't be mad at Sancho saying the same thing. I guess my point.
But then, what does it matter?
I'm defending his idea of him saying, like, yeah, this statement that was made about me is not true. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, like, I agree with him calling himself a scapegoat, or I agree with whatever the full statement. I'm just talking about the idea of him having to defend himself. That's all I'm saying.
Let me say what ETH said today.
Well, you guys are talking about scapegoats. I didn't mention scapegoats in anything I've said. I'm just saying the idea of him defending himself.
That's part of the statement. That's the response, right?
No.
Like,
you guys...
If Sancho even put out, don't believe everything you read, maybe you can say that was general enough. This nigga pinned that.
Now, I don't think we're going to come to any consensus in this.
Yeah,
again, this is one reason why I don't want to bring it up.
ETH said... He's the one responsible for maintaining the standards at United. He said before he got there, the standards were all over the place. And I agree. There are certain things that you can't let players get away with. And part of that is the standard. That's exactly what he said in the statement that Francis read. Is there are certain standards I have to hold the team to. And for me, it's like, ultimately, that's what it's about. It's like you are here for a reason. You are here to do work. If you are not meeting the standards and your coach says, okay, because you can say, okay, Sancho has a reason to feel aggrieved. Tomorrow, if somebody else comes out and says something, but is not responding to a coach, does it now make it better? If Sancho released that statement without ETH saying anything, does it make a difference? It's like, yeah, all...
Well, that's not the case, though. ETH says something. That's why he released the statement. Sancho wasn't releasing the statement without ETH saying something. I get to my point.
I know, but what I'm saying is every time a manager said something about a player, good or bad, the player decided to respond, you can't have that. So for me, part of the actual job description, yes, maybe he has the option of not saying this in public, but...
He does. He does have the option of not saying it in public.
100%. But ultimately... When you say this about a coach, a player, you are trying to get a reaction from them. Not a reaction in terms of, let me defend myself, but a reaction in terms of, yo, fam, I'm trying to wake you up. And if you are playing at the highest levels at United, there's no other player that you see that is at the highest level that they say this about and the player is like lashing out. Like, if you're playing at the highest levels and you're trying to be the best, it's like, again, in that Athletic article, they said they put Sancho and Haaland together so that some of Haaland's profession, this was at Dortmund, because Haaland would do things well, Sancho wouldn't. So maybe some of the professionalism will rub off on him. Your assistant coach is coming to pick you up every morning on his way to training because you have a history of showing up late. At some point, these athletes also have to be responsible. And yes, you can do it contextually, one case at a time, depending on the person, but that's
the job of the manager. Is you can't use the same glove for everybody. And also, you're talking about this article. Like, so we didn't know about this when we paid for him.
I don't know if they knew about it or not. My point
is the
track record of Sancho himself. Whether or not you think Sancho was signed by ETH, the track record of Sancho himself.
I'm not talking about ETH. I'm talking about United when I said that. But anyways,
yeah, but again, you can make that argument for every player, right? Like, you can say, oh, they don't have a track record of this or that before they sign the person. I don't I don't know about that. Like, you're dealing with somebody in this moment.
Anyways, either here or there, I think we've just spent too much time on someone that is not playing for us. Either way, because we're just arguing semantics and we're not gonna get a consensus. We should move on to the Brighton game. Francis, you actually never answered that question I asked you about how you see the game going, considering all the injuries we've had and the fact that Brighton always seems to like show up for our games.
I guess, and then also, for most games. Who is going to play on the right wing?
Oh, bro. We'll guys, somebody.
I don't know, man. Our games have always been cagey in the past. I guess we're past two games that we've played after the first opening game last season. The one we played in the FA Cup, I think it was the FA Cup, ended up in penalties. I think it was 0-0. End up in penalties, United won. And then we played at the away. It was still 0-0. So we took a last minute penalty with a handball from Luke Shaw. So the games are very cagey, very tactical, intense tactical battles between the two teams. I think the addition of Onana, and if Haaland starts, will provide, would make us better. I think it will provide a different dynamic to how we've played them in the past. I don't know what's going to change from them. I think maybe Evan Ferguson playing up front potentially might be a difference with the way they played in the past. But no, it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a fun game. The only downside to it is, you know, not having all our players available. I think Amrabat that we signed not being available is going to be a big game. It's too early to say it's a huge loss, but because of the fact that we don't have bodies, I think everybody we don't have now is a loss. So Varane not being available as well. And then on the right-hand side, with Anthony gone, Sancho gone. That's going to be a tough conundrum. Ideally, they would have played, if Mount was available, probably played Mount on the right or Bruno on the right, which I hate. But then now we don't have enough bodies in midfield. So I'm expecting Bruno and Eriksen and Casemiro to play in the midfield, and then potentially playing either Garnacho or Pelestro on the right. So we'll see how that goes. It's going to be a very tough game, though. Very, 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 very tough game. And yeah, I think there'll be lots of goals in this one.
Oh, Maestro, I think maybe we should probably talk more about like who we think is going to play that ring for us. Because Anthony, this is not the only game Anthony is going to miss, right? Sabbatical sounds like it's going to be good. So it's going to be gone for a while. Yeah. So do we?
I don't even understand, man. I don't understand why he's out, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't know how we do things at this club. Like, it just feels like one fucking overreaction after another. Like, I don't understand why he's not playing for us. Because for me, like, you have to be charged with something. There's an investigation going on. There is a chance that he did it. There's a chance he didn't do it. I'm not trying to argue the merits of the case. But for me, once you know there's an investigation, you're going to have to wait, because we don't even know how long it's going to take. They said while he fights to clear his name. So what? Like, if this is going to take the whole season and then nothing comes of it, like, we just wait the season out with Anthony on the sidelines? Or do we bring him back after 3 weeks, even if there's no resolution? I don't understand sometimes the way United move. Like, when Etienne talked about Anthony, he said he's disappointed, but he's okay. I don't know what that means. Like, he's disappointed that you guys have told him to sit everything out. Like, is he, like, anyway. On that right side, I think the same thing. I think if Mount was around, I think Mount would have played there. The fact that Mount is not around, I don't know that. And then Amrabat is also, it said Amrabat is
you don't think around. You don't think what's his name, Pelestri might play that?
I don't know if Pelestri is ready, especially to start. I can see him coming in But I guess now you have to think of Swim. I feel like we're more likely to play Garnacho there, even though it's not necessarily.
Yeah, but Garnacho, wouldn't you rather play someone who is like, and I get that, like, I also don't think, me personally, I don't think Garnacho is ready to be a starter.
But neither is Pelestri, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. But I feel like Pelestri is more like, he's like a right winger, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, both of them are right foot dominant. Pelestri is a right winger. He's not one of the right wingers that cuts inside to shoot with his left, right? Like, Anthony tries to use opposite leg to shoot. Pelestri will actually go down the byline and cross. So he's right wing dominant.
So I guess that's what Garnacho. I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I think you can also play Garnacho there. I think so. We'll see. I want him to give Pelestri a chance. My worry is, one, he's kind of small, so I want to see, is he going to be able to play through contact? And defensively,
who plays
is he
that?
Going to be
that's Estupiñán. Whatever his name is, Estupiñán, Abi. That's the guy that plays
That's whatever, who right? plays that wing, yeah.
That guy too. Bumps forward a lot, so we need someone who can. I'm guessing Wan-Bissaka will probably start this game. But we need someone to cover for Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka would definitely
because that's start, also the wing. Because that's also the wing you have Mitoma, right? That's the wing you have Mitoma on too.
Yeah, that's Mitoma as well. So no wait, oof. Mitoma is.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
Yeah, Mitoma. That's what you have Mitoma. So yeah, I think it'll be a good game. I wonder. I think Kobbie Mainoo might also be back. They didn't ask him about Mainoo, but maybe I misread somewhere. I think I read somewhere that he might be back. Maybe not this game, maybe the next one, but we'll see. But even if he's back, I don't think he can start. So, again, for my starting lineup, I tend to agree that it's either Pelestri or Garnacho I see starting in that right wing.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. Like I said, I also think it's going to be a good game. I'm just worried about the amount of injuries that we have, especially.
One last question before you guys, before we go to like lineups and stuff like that. Do you think we'll miss Anthony?
I think we'll miss him, and not because I don't still think he's a lemon, if that makes sense. It's just because we don't have any capable backups. Does that make sense?
So if you still think he's a lemon, or you don't think he's a lemon? Sorry, I didn't get that part.
I still think he's a lemon, like, because he can't use his rights.
I think we're
going to miss him. Not because he's like this, you know, worldy, but just because we have nobody that can like actually like challenge him for that position, I guess is my point.
I think we're going to miss him. He offers something different up front. There's so much that he brings to the team that I don't think anyone we have as a winger brings to the team as well, in terms of holding
and
the ball,
and that's my
possession
point.
And all that. And it's just a different dynamic, having to be able to hold the ball with your left foot and then cross it in and stuff like that. So it sucks that as Hoyland is coming in, we thought it was going to improve Anthony. Anthony's going out. So let's see how that works. Well, I think we'll miss him for sure. Anthony's probably the kind of guy that you don't know. You don't know what you miss till he's not playing. That's how I see him, but I might be wrong.
I agree with you, we're going to miss him. But it doesn't mean like if we have a better player, like I wouldn't rather play the better player than Anthony. But Anthony is like
who's the better player? I mean,
that's what I'm saying now. Like,
you answer the question based on the players you have now, not based on who you hope you have.
And I think that's what I did. I'm like, we're going to miss him. But not because I rate him like that highly. But we're going to miss him because that's the best we have at that position, is my point. But anyways, Omasho, you don't think we're going to miss him? Or what are your thoughts?
No, I definitely think we're going to miss him. I'm interested in seeing Pelestri play. I'm also interested in seeing Garnacho play there as well. I don't feel like the thing that I think Anthony offers, at least one of the things, because I agree with Francis about, you know, he's one of those guys that you don't always see what he does. Like, there was a breakdown I saw of him on the wing, just holding, like, staying on the byline. So I think positionally, he does a really good job of playing the way that ETH wants to play. in the video that I saw, he actually is free a lot more than we see in the game. Like, they showed maybe like 5 or 6 sequences where, you know, if you have a, and this is where, again, I think someone like Wan-Bissaka might be a little bit of an issue, or sometimes just even our midfielders, like being able to play the pass to him when he's wide open. And because he's always on the byline, a lot of times the other wing backs, because they fall into midfield, they leave him open quite a bit. Now, obviously, he has to improve his cutting edge. But those are the things that I think we are going to miss. Is you might see Pelestri involved a little bit more in running, but I don't know that, one, defensively, he'll be able to do as much. And then, two, if he will do it in positions that will actually help the team be better. So I guess we'll see what happens. Unfortunately for Sancho, if he had kept his mouth shut, this would have actually been an amazing time for him, because he would walk into that right wing first. There's no doubt in my mind if he had, one, kept quiet, and two, if he had shown up to training this week with enthusiasm and, you know, and like just an attitude of, okay, I'll show you, I feel like he would have started. But obviously I don't see Sancho playing for us again, to be honest. So I think right now we're looking at Pelestri and Garnacho. I think Ahmad is actually injured for a while. I don't think he's going to play this year. So I'm not sure that we can even count on him.
Ahmad as well will not play for United again.
I don't know about it. I don't think so. I think Ahmad might have seen that still. We'll see.
So let's go straight to our lineup.
Some people call them the African Messi. Let's not forget. Hey, alone.
Who are these people?
You know yourselves.
Same people that say the United will finish first.
Francis, is that you? Francis said, Messi, come outside. On Ampas Mata. Hey, African Messi. Good. Yes, Messi to come outside when we sign Ahmad.
I'll start with mine. Onana in goal, Wan-Bissaka, Maguire, Lindelof. Oof, that defense. Anyways, Wan-Bissaka, Maguire, Lindelof.
Martinez is back, by the way. I don't know.
Oh, is he back?
Yeah, Martinez is ready for this game.
It's okay, so. So I'll go Lindelof, Martinez, Dalo, Eriksen, Casemiro, Bruno, Rashford, Hoyland, and I'll go Pelestri. Francis?
Onana, Wan-Bissaka, Lindelof, Martinez, Dalo, Casemiro, Eriksen, Bruno, Rashford, Anthony Martial,
I knew it.
Because I was surprised. Like, I knew this guy was going to go for Martial. Regional head, Martial FC.
Guy, give me a second. Let me think of my name. I won't be surprised if Scott McTominay plays and Bruno plays on the right.
I don't want to see Bruno on the right.
Scott McTominay, Eriksen, Bruno, Casemiro, Rashford, and Anthony Martial.
Do it. That's your lineup?
Yeah.
El Maestro?
This guy keeps choking on the pressure. Pause. My lineup. I'm going to go with Onana in goal. Martinez. Lindelof. Left back. Dalot. Right back. Wan-Bissaka. Casemiro. Fernandes. Eriksen. In midfield. In attack, I'm going to go Hoyland. On the left wing, I'm going to go Rashford. On the right wing, I'm going to go Garnacho.
Okay, we'll go to scoreline.
Brighton. Mm.
Tough.
United. Tough. With the amount of injuries we have. I'll go. And I do, yeah, no, I'm not going to start picking against United. I'll go United. I'll go a draw. I'll go 1-1.
Francis? Yeah, I was thinking similar. 2-2. I actually had 1-1 in mind, but because you said 1-1.
Why are you laughing at Maestro?
Because the Maestro method is returning, making an appearance again. I'm going to go 3-2.
You think we're going to score 3 goals?
Brighton has conceded quite a number of goals this season. So
I'm not even talking about Brighton. You think we are going to score 3 goals?
That's what I said. They've conceded a number of goals this season. West Ham beat Brighton at home now. But you're going to say, oh, West Ham. We are no West Ham.
No, but no, what no, you boys say is, do we have 3 goals?
Yeah, like you think we're capable of
scoring 3 goals? I just said Brighton has conceded a number of goals this season.
So and I get what you're saying. I'm just talking about our track record of scoring goals in general.
Bro, we came down from 2 goals in our last game to win 3-2. So
Man down.
Who like Nottingham Forest was no, but they weren't one man down when we scored, like when we came back now. Were they? I don't remember.
Yeah, they were one man down now.
I think for the equal no, I think we had we equalized when they went one man down. No, I think we were already ahead by the time they went one man down.
No, it was 2-2.
But that's also Nottingham Forest.
Okay. Yeah, it was 2-2.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, you
know, there you have it. The Maestro method is still alive. We see
undefeated,
never lost. This brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you all for listening. Please give us a follow on socials and what we beg you do on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Also, rate and review us. You can now do that on Spotify. 5 stars only. Anything less than 5 stars,
keep it to yourself.
You all know the vibe.
Peace.